Hi, I'm Teresa Becker, Manager of Volunteer Services, and today I'd like to discuss the health benefits of volunteering. In a 2021 article from Mayo Clinic, it reports research on the effects of volunteering. They found that there were three primary health benefits of volunteering. The first benefit is volunteering improves physical and mental health, especially compared to non-volunteers. Did you know that volunteering leads to lower rates of depression and anxiety, especially for people 65 and older? Stress is also reduced when serving others. Volunteering increases positive, relaxed feelings by releasing dopamine, which can reduce stress. As you may know, when you have less stress, this further decreases the risk of heart disease, stroke, depression, anxiety, and general illness. Some of our volunteers walk 2 miles or more when they serve at the hospital, and this is one of the reasons they love to volunteer here. Also, a longitudinal study of aging found that individuals who volunteer have a lower mortality rate than those who do not. The second benefit of volunteering is that it provides a sense of purpose and teaches valuable skills. Having a sense of meaning, purpose, and receiving appreciation can have a stress-reducing effect. This is especially true when volunteering in areas they find meaningful. Some examples here at the hospital include creating craft items for patients, interacting with patients or staff, and serving with our pet therapy program. We see evidence of these benefits in stories we receive from our volunteers about their favorite memories of volunteering. Here's an example from one of my pet therapy teams, Sarah and Sophie. Sophie's and my most impactful story happened a number of years ago. We were heading down the West Hall when a nurse rounded the corner from the ER and met us in front of the MRI suite. We were the only ones in the hall for the entire encounter, which is a miracle in itself. I could see she was crying. Sophie and I just stopped and she came to us. The nurse dropped to her knees and just sobbed into Sophie's neck for probably 2 minutes. She stood up and then walked on. Neither she nor I said a word. I have to believe that Sophie was sent to her in her extreme distress to provide the comfort and solace she needed at that precise moment. I have no idea who she was, but I was humbled to watch the sheer magic of our therapy dogs in action. And that was submitted by Sarah Kaner. And I'm sure that Sarah and Sophie's purpose was very evident that day, and we love to hear these kind of stories. Our team volunteers at San Juan Regional gain a lot of experience, including soft skills like customer service, basic work skills and responsibilities, and the operations of a hospital setting that might help them in their college and career paths. We often get to see them return as employees once they have completed college. While these experiences aren't necessarily health benefits, we have seen many cases of very shy or physically challenged teens join us and through volunteerism gain confidence and improve mobility. They also gain improved social skills, appreciation for others, and become more active. One teen had asthma and couldn't walk very far when they first joined. They began going further and further each shift, and it ended up no longer being an issue within a few short months. Our third benefit of volunteering is it can nurture new and existing relationships. This is because of the increased social interaction, which helps to build a support system based on common interests. The social interactions and relationships can improve mental health and well-being. Volunteers have a wealth of experience and background, and can bring a lot to the table. Having a desire to share their skills and knowledge with others helps to foster their sense of purpose and brings pride and joy to their lives. Have you considered volunteering? As an employee, you can still volunteer at San Juan Regional, like our employees Deb Dumont, Kevin O'Donovan, and Jackie Timmerman Glass, who serve in their off hours. We have many opportunities here for you. This includes things like the gift market, our information desk, the mail service, pet therapy, and more. You can also choose to volunteer elsewhere in the community, of course, where there are abundant opportunities. This might include the animal shelter, community events, trash pickup, Special Olympics, and that's just a few examples. You could do this individually or as a family. If you're not already plugged in, maybe you can serve through your church or other civic groups. For example, if you love the outdoors, I'm sure there are many opportunities to focus your volunteer time in that setting. The point is that volunteerism is great for everyone, young and old. There are short-term and long-term opportunities available. All you need to do is take the first step. So to recap, the three major health benefits of volunteering includes: volunteering improves physical and mental health. Volunteering provides a sense of purpose and teaches valuable skills. And volunteering can nurture new and existing relationships. Thank you for your time today. And if you'd like more information, please contact me at 609-6156. And don't forget to tell your friends and family about volunteering too.